Reuters is reporting that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is also calling for his nation to pursue full-scale uranium enrichment. NPR's Mike Schuster in Tehran says Iranian officials have made a number of pronouncements in anticipation and after the IAEA vote.
There was response on Iranian television. There's an all-news channel in Tehran, and almost immediately they put a somewhat positive gloss on this action by the IAEA. They emphasized that this action to move it to the Security Council will be delayed by at least a month, suggesting that much could take place between now and then. Then, a little while after that, there was another statement out of the Iranian government that Iran would... That Iran's view of the Russian proposal to enrich uranium for Iran, but in Russia, not in Iran, is all but dead. At the same time, the same Iranian official said that all of this, all of these responses will occur only after due consideration by the National Security Council here in Tehran. So that gives the Iranian government at least some time to actually think about this and think about what their response will be.
Well, what happens during the month in Iran? Because we have a relatively new government, as you just so beautifully outlined for us, there doesn't seem to be a unanimity of response, if not actual opinion. How do you see the gradations of division over there playing out over the next month? What's Iran's goal in this?
I think it's very difficult to say, Scott, given that there are multiple power centers, and although more or less the Iranian government has been speaking with a single voice over the last month or two, there behind the scenes there are serious divisions in the Iranian government about what to do about this. There are some much more hardliners, and you would have to put the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in that camp, who really do want to push this hard. Who want to defy the Security Council and resume uranium enrichment. But there are others that are very uneasy, other government leaders who are very uneasy about the possibility of Security Council action against Iran. And I think they'd like to see some kind of a diplomatic way to resolve this, or at least temporarily resolve it. At the same time, you were supposed to have Russian and Chinese diplomats coming to Iran to talk about the Russian proposal, and I think this more generally the whole issue. My guess is that the Russians and the Chinese will still want to come, but they'll be dependent on how the Iranian government reacts to see whether they actually will hold these meetings.
How much is the government of Iran distressed over the idea of sanctions?
The government of Iran has to be distressed about economic sanctions because the economy is not in good shape here, and it's in need of interaction with the outside world, trade with Europe, and with investment, especially in its energy sector, in order to boost the economy. So I think that the Iranian government, or at least sanguine Iranian leaders, have to be quite concerned about the eventual possibility of economic sanctions.
And have you heard an opinion on the street about this?
Mixed, as you would expect. Some support the president and take a hard line. And again, there's a great deal of uneasiness, particularly in the middle class here, Scott.
And NPR's Mike Schuster speaking with us this morning from Tehran. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.